Welcome back, everybody, and we're here at PSATS 2019. We're joined here with Ron Chenault of the San Jose Earthquakes. This episode is on facebook.com/sportsmedicinebroadcast, as well as sportsmedicinebroadcast.com/Chenault, which is our guest. It's S-H-I-N-A-U-L-T.
Correct.
Correct. All right. So Ron's here with us. Ron's one of the athletic trainers for PSATS. He helps kind of organize this event with getting us here and helping spread the word about who PSATS are and what your mission is, you know, with your community, with the group. So real quick, why don't you tell me who you are, where you're from, a little bit of your background, and
sure,
then we can talk about who PSATS are.
Sure. Well, like you said, my name is Ron Chenault. I'm certified athletic trainer since 2002, so I think it's going on 17 years, scary as that is. I grew up half Chicago and half Atlanta. Went to the University of Georgia, go Dogs. Then unfortunately lost in the Sugar Bowl the other night. But and then did my graduate work at Florida State University. Worked 2 years back at the University of Georgia doing men's basketball. And then went west and went to the University of San Francisco. Worked there for 8.5 to 9 years. And then have been with the San Jose Earthquakes for 4 seasons, starting my fifth in about 2 weeks.
Nice.
Yeah.
So who are, what is PSATS?
PSATS is the Professional Soccer Athletic Training Society. And, you know, our goal is really to promote athletic training within the sport of soccer, to promote the skill sets and knowledge of athletic trainings, athletic trainers, to make sure that we can be the foremost authorities in providing health care from injury care as well as injury prevention standpoint to soccer athletes.
Right.
And all of our members work in a professional setting in some regard. Some are in the MLS. We've just recently expanded as of this year to including the minor leagues, much like there's minor leagues in baseball. We have minor leagues in soccer. That is the USL that has 3 levels
yes,
of professional soccer, as well as the NWSL, the National Women's Soccer League, that is an accredited professional soccer league, as well as including members from U.S. soccer that work with our professional athletes on a national level, whether it's the Olympics or whether it's going to the men's senior team that goes to the World Cup, as well as extending to our MLS academies, and people that work with probably 20 of the total 80 MLS or U.S. soccer academies, because those athletes are all striving to be professionals, are frequently being called up to professional training sessions. Some of the 18-year-olds that get to practice with the first team when there's a few too many injuries or various circumstances. So, you know, we have a network probably of somewhere around 80 different teams that all have athletic trainers at, you know, various levels. Some teams have 3, some just 1. But we're reaching out to anybody that works in professional soccer.
So it's grown, you said, over the last year. You and I were talking about the levels of football or soccer in the United States and how much it's grown over the last couple of years. How much has PSATS grown over the last couple of years?
I would say, you know, one, just our meeting today, the attendance was up 15 to 20% from last year. So that's a significant increase. You know, from the scope of our meetings, when I first came in the league 4 years ago, we had a half-day meeting that probably had just a few vendors and, you know, a business meeting. And now we've gone to the point where we have a full-day event. We probably have 20 vendors. We have probably 3 or 4 title sponsors, as well as, you know, our keynote speaker today included not only NATA President Tori Lindy, but also one of the top sports scientists in the world, Tim Gabbett, who does a lot of research on acute chronic workloads and injury prevention that came from Brisbane, Australia. And so, we, you know, we've grown from having next to nothing to, you know, bringing people that are at the top of their fields from not only nationally but internationally.
So you talked about those that are allowed to or can join PSATS. And you touched on the different leagues. So somebody who works with, like myself, I work with a PDL team or what's now USL2. Would I be able to join PSATS?
Yes, you were. Yes, you would be able to. You know, what's interesting with the expansion of the USL going from one league kind of to now a congruent 3.
Right.
USL, in our governance structure, or in our constitution, rather, We do actually have a membership for USL athletic trainers that, that would be included in. We were actually going over that with our lawyer at lunchtime today to make sure we're as up to date,
right,
and make sure everything's good from their standpoint. But anyone that's, you know, is a full-time certified athletic trainer, or as in Canada, athletic therapist, and works full-time with a team is eligible for membership. Because we've traditionally, this organization was started circa 2007, you know, it was primarily the MLS at that point,
right,
and we had a membership structure that was just full members were people in the MLS.
Right.
Since we've recently expanded, we've created an affiliate membership, frankly, because it was the first year really pushing people to come to our group. We didn't charge them the full amount. We charged them 20% of the amount that full members do, just because we didn't. We wanted to make sure that we were showing value
to
them.
Scare anybody away?
Yeah, we didn't want to scare anybody away. We felt like it was really important to get people to come, experience it, get the opportunity to network, see the vendors, talk to people about, you know, get to hear Tim Gabbett speak, get to get all the information that the members get,
right,
and then as we grow in, at those levels, which we've already started to do through having 10 to 20 come to this meeting, as well as working with them on their sports medicine infrastructure for their league, you know, and trying to help them from the things that we've learned with working with our league.
Right.
You know, we're already seeing signs of growth. And so it's really, really exciting because the sport of soccer is, you know, the fastest growing sport in the United States.
Yeah.
And I think it's going to be a huge avenue for athletic training professionally, but also overall. Within the profession.
Yeah, it's important. You know, you talked about including those that work with the academies, and on the side, I work with an academy team in Michigan, and it's nice to, like, when Crew SC comes up or Chicago comes out and plays against the team I work with, it's nice that they have an athletic trainer.
Mm-hmm.
Not only nice that they're able to take care of their own athletes, but you're also, from my end, I'm seeing the profession grow, and that's kind of why we're here today. We want to make sure that our profession, athletic training, overall grows, and that we're creating a community, too. And that's one of the things I've been hearing a lot today from a lot of the members are how close-knit of a community you guys have created over last, you know, how many years. Where there's not really, we compete on the field, but at the end of the day, you're able to pick up the phone and call Kurt or, you know, call John over at Portland, you know, to communicate best care for the athletes who are in the league that you may see one day and maybe down the road a day or two later, which has been nice to hear.
Yeah, and I think that's very true. You know, just like any environment, you know, you get to know the people that you are working with all the time. You get to see them in the league at games, you know, and everybody has a mutual respect where we make sure we, you know, do a timeout before the game and make sure everyone knows the emergency medical procedures and where the EMTs are and go through a discussion with physicians. And, you know, everybody's doing it in the interest of the athlete,
right,
to make sure, there's a component. I don't want to look stupid when I'm on potential national television.
Right.
In terms of making sure that our league and our club are well represented, but ultimately it comes down to providing a high level medical care for athletes. And so that's why we do it. And I think, you know, when people are committed to the same cause, the sense of community easily fosters.
Right. What you're part of a subcommittee, correct? The Ethnic Diversity Council within PSATS. Are there other subcommittees that that have been generated?
So the Ethnic Diversity Committee that I'm on is actually through the NATA and not through PSATS. That's one of my big passions is the Ethnic Diversity Committee, being a person of color. I think it's really important to expose people to the profession of athletic training.
Right.
There's certainly a lot of diversity within the population that we work with within sports, and so I think it's well represented that they, at a professional level, see people that are striving to be professionals just as they are. Mm-hmm. At a college level, see people that can be mentors and, you know, that they can look up to as people that are helping them,
right,
not only with their injuries, but with their mental and physical development.
Mm-hmm.
And then even at a youth level, whether it's secondary schools or academies, you know, somebody that is out there looking out for these kids and kind of showing them the way,
right,
how to take care of their bodies so that hopefully they know how to do it when they become in college and then
right,
pros. And then, you know, the cycle has kind of been taught at a young age. So,
right,
yeah, that's very, very important. But from a PSAT standpoint, I do sit on the executive committee. So we're the people that serve by doing a lot of work to plan meetings and make sure that you know, the initiatives of the group are being pushed forward at a league level, at, you know, levels with our players association and various entities.
Right. So somebody that's interested to breaking into professional soccer as an athletic trainer, you know, there's different routes and avenues to get into it. One of them is the internship route, mm-hmm. and that's very popular amongst all professional sports. How can somebody who is probably just now graduating or is going to graduate in a little bit, how can they break into professional soccer?
So from an internship standpoint, it's very easy to go to our website, psats.net. Mm-hmm. If you click on the very, I think it's the top right tab, you can actually see drop down of all the clubs that have internships, when they do their selection, who their contact person is, so that you can reach out to them directly if you're interested. Mm-hmm. You know, I think there's various ways that people make it into it. I think number one is seeking it out. I mean, I was in a situation where I made it in through networking, you know, through, I worked with a college and we played a professional team in the spring, and I stayed in touch with their athletic trainers, not to strive to get a job, but to strive to learn how to be the best soccer sports medicine clinician I could be, and, right. you know, change ideas on what do you guys use for groin injuries? What are the things you guys use when you're returning somebody from an ankle? Mm-hmm. And that opportunity fostered that situation. Just waterfalled into an open position, and I, you know, put my foot best foot forward. I think there are always opportunities to seek volunteers. I think that's a little more common at the USL level and other levels. As somebody that does hiring of athletic trainers, I think it always someone that is eager to be able to get experience,
right.
whether it's paid or unpaid. You know, being able to seek out opportunities, and even if it's, hey, I'd like to just visit. I've had students from Fresno State just reach out to me and say, hey, I'd love to have a conversation. And I wasn't able to make it happen that day or that week, but I said, yeah, let's come out for an hour and let's sit down and talk and, you know, learn a little about it. So I think there's being proactive about seeking out opportunities, and it may be an introduction, maybe coming to one of these meetings. It may be, you know, looking at the website and doing a clinical rotation.
Gotcha. Ron, if anybody wants to get a hold of you, what's the best way to get a hold of you?
The best way to get a hold of me is regular old email.
Okay.
My email is rshinault, that's rshinault, at sjearthquakes. There's an S on the end of that, so earthquakesplural.com. I'm happy to figure out and make time. If for some reason I don't respond, please ping me back. It's not out of malice. It's just out of busyness.
Right.
Because I'm always happy to find time to, while I'm on a commute home, you know, chat with somebody or give them more information.
Really appreciate you being on and having us out here this year.
No problem. I think it's exciting to partner with other people that are trying to just foster the profession of athletic training. And, you know, I love what your podcast does. And, yeah, we're excited. So thank you guys for being here. And if anybody has any other questions, don't hesitate to reach out.
Awesome. Thanks a lot, man.
All right. Thank you.